This is Dr. Singh. I'm recording this therapy session for my personal records. Today is my first day back in the office since lockdown ended, and this will be my first patient in about 3 months. He should be here in a few minutes. Let's see. According to his file, patient is a 52-year-old man who says he cannot maintain a lasting relationship due to his many sexual fantasies, which his exes have referred to as strange and weird. He also believes the size of his penis may be an issue. Jesus Christ. Is this what I've resorted to just to make ends meet? An old pervert who thinks his cock is too small? You know, there was a time when I would have flat out rejected cases like this. But ever since the pandemic started, new patients have been so hard to come by. Most of my clients are out of work and they can't afford my rates anymore. And the ones who can afford them refuse to leave their homes. I haven't had a paying customer in months. I've already had to fire my secretary. The bills are piling up. Hell, even my boyfriend dumped me. I have spent years getting an education and trying to build a career. But if things don't change soon, I'm going to lose everything. My office, my house, even my... That must be him. Okay, time to act professional. Come in! Oh, hello. Are you my new patient? Nothing's wrong. It's just, I was expecting someone much older. Really? Wow. You look incredible. I never would have guessed someone who looked as young as you were actually. Why don't we take a seat? So, tell me a little bit about yourself. Interesting. You're a self-made millionaire. I see. And you often date models and other young women in their 20s, but they don't seem to satisfy you. You know, that's understandable. I'm sure it must be difficult to relate to women who are so much younger than you. It may be a good idea to search for a woman closer to your own age. One who... Oh, that's not what you meant by satisfy. Well, what do you mean? So the reason why dating young models doesn't satisfy you is because they're already just a bunch of bimbos and whores, and there's no fun in it? Excuse me, sir, but what do you mean by fun? Yeah. Your file did mention that you had fantasies that your partners found strange. Does this have something to do with... You enjoy finding smart, educated women and turning them into whores? Women who are respectable and career-oriented, and you make them into depraved bimbos who are desperate for your cock? Oh, wow, that is quite... A fetish you have, sir. I am not sure if I... Oh, yes. Those are my diplomas hanging on the wall. Yep, my doctorate, master's degree, bachelor's, even my high school diploma. I started working as a therapist about a year ago. Well, with everything going on in the world, things have been a little... difficult. Yes, you are my first patient in quite a while, sir. Well, no. To be perfectly honest, things have not been going very well for me financially. But I don't know why that would be any of your... I suppose it would be nice if someone would come along and support me financially. What would I be willing to do for that person? You know, I think that we're getting a little off track here. Why don't we change the subject? So, it says here in your file that you're worried about the size of your penis. Now, many men worry about the size of their genitalia. They sometimes fear that they're smaller than average, but I can assure you. Oh, so the problem is that it's not too small. So big that women are often intimidated by it. Okay, just how big are we talking about, if I may ask? 12 inches. Are you serious? Holy shit. Oh, I apologize. Sir, I did not mean to... What was that? No, sir. I don't have a boyfriend. I mean, I did, but he broke up with me a few weeks ago. Yes, I suppose it has been a while since I've been with a man. You know what? Why don't we do some role play in order to get a better idea of your condition? Imagine for a moment that I was one of these smart, college-educated career women that you're so interested in. How exactly would you go about turning me into your whore? What are you doing? Wait, are you pulling out your... Oh my god! Your cock is huge! I have never seen a cock that big before. You are not lying. It is really 12 inches long. Incredible. You want me to get down on my knees and suck this monster of a cock? Yes, sir. Yes, I'll suck your cock, sir. I'll be happy to. Fuck, I cannot believe I'm doing this. This cock is absolutely amazing. It's so long and thick, and it feels so good sliding down my throat. I have not sucked a cock in months. And he was nothing compared to you, sir. Jesus! Look at these balls! Oh, they're so big. Ooh, I need to suck them too. Oh, delicious. You have the most magnificent balls I've ever tasted. You are amazing! All I want to do is get down on my knees and deep throat your cock. Oh my god! This huge cock is doing something to my head! I cannot think straight. Oh! All I can think about is bobbing my head up and down on this beautiful, thick, veiny shaft of yours. Please, fuck my face, sir. Shove your dick down my throat. I want to be your cock-sucking bimbo. Oh, yeah, please fuck my face, sir. Shove your dick down my throat. I want to be your cock-sucking bimbo. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I love gagging on your cock. It's like you're fucking my brains out, literally. I I can feel myself getting dumber the more you face fuck me, sir. Keep going. I want to be your brain dead little whore. Oh, God. Yeah, that's it. Throw me on my desk. Tear my fucking clothes off. Strip me naked. Are you gonna fuck me? Are you gonna shove that huge cock of yours deep inside my warm, wet cunt? My pussy is soaking wet for you, sir. I need it. I need your cock. Fuck me, sir. Impale me on that huge, throbbing cock of yours. God. Oh, yes. It is so big. It's fucking tearing me in half. God. Don't stop. Ruin me. Destroy my pussy. God. Make it so no other man will ever satisfy me again. I want to worship this cock for the rest of my life. Oh, God. Holy fuck, you're lifting me off the desk. Oh, God. You are literally impaling me on this huge cock of yours. I cannot believe that you are so strong. Your cock is reaching all the way up into my womb, I swear. Where are you carrying me? Wait, those are my diplomas. What are you doing? That's my doctorate. No, no, do not throw that in the garbage. What do you mean I don't need it? I'm not a doctor anymore? I'm just a whore? If I want to keep fucking this magnificent cock of yours, I have to give up being a doctor? Okay, you're right. I do not need to be a doctor anymore. I do not need anything but you. You and your magnificent cock. Holy shit! I cannot believe that you just threw it in the trash like that. Just think of all the years that I spent earning that diploma, and now it's nothing but garbage. You want to do the same thing with my master's degree? Sure, of course, whatever you want. Throw it in the trash. There it goes. Right into the trash. Now do my bachelor's degree. Who needs college anyway? All I need is cock. What? Even my high school diploma. Are you serious? Okay. Whatever you want. It's worthless to me anyway. I will gladly let you turn me into a high school dropout if it means getting to fuck this magnificent cock of yours. That's it. Yeah, throw them in the garbage. Smash them to pieces. I don't fucking care. Oh, yes. Oh, this feels incredible. To think I wasted so many years trying to build a career and get an education when I could have just been getting fucked and bred like a good little whore instead. Speaking of getting bred, are you gonna come, sir? Are you gonna come inside of my defenseless, fertile womb? I'm not on any kind of protection, and my cunt is aching for your cum. I need it, sir. I need you to impregnate me. Please, I am begging you, make me a mommy. Flood my womb with your cum. Give me a fucking baby! Oh, yes! I can feel it. I can actually feel myself getting pregnant. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for turning me into your breeding whore. Oh,
your breeding whore. Fuck yes. I'm gonna be bred. Wow, that was a very good role play exercise. I think I have a better grasp on your condition now, sir. Well, I think that we will have to see each other a lot more often in order to better treat your unique situation. What was that? You want me to move in with you, sir? So then I would be your personal whore. I mean, personal therapist. Well, I suppose it would only help if I was on call for some therapy whenever you need it. There's just one condition. You want my shoes? I don't think I understand. The only way that you will let me come live with you is if I become your barefoot and pregnant whore? Well, I'm sure you've already gotten me pregnant, sir, so by all means, take my shoes. They're all yours, sir, and so am I. This is Dr. Singh. I'm recording this therapy session for my personal records. It's been about 6 months since I've agreed to become a live-in therapist, and I have to say, things have been going very well. Working one-on-one with my patient has been extremely satisfying, and I have no regrets whatsoever. Of course, I had to close down my office in order to give my patient round-the-clock care. Thankfully, the allowance he gives me, his payment for treating him has taken care of all of my debts. As a result, I've been able to fully focus on providing expert care to my... Oh, hello, sir. You're home early. I didn't hear you come in. No, I wasn't doing anything. Okay, I admit it. I was making a recording. I know, I shouldn't be playing therapist anymore. Yes, sir. I know I'm not meant to have an education or a career. I'm nothing more than your barefoot and pregnant bimbo. Oh! Oh, fuck! Yes! Bend me over, sir! Fuck me! What was that? You want me to describe what's happening? Gladly. My name is Dr. Singh, and I am my master's barefoot and pregnant whore. He has been fucking me for months now, and I am completely devoted to his cock. I don't care about my old life. I don't care about my career. I just want cock. Yes, I love it. Fuck. I am so